Okay, folks, I'm going to do one more piece here, and I don't have notes on this. I'm going to kind of give this to you quick and dirty, but I feel like it's something that was sort of left out of the notes, and so I want to give it to you. I can hear the question. Well, you know, how do I see how many sales? Well, that's easy. You go into your merchant account. But the next question is, hey, how can I figure out on a per email basis how many sales are coming from each email? And I'm not going to tell you how to do it here because there's so many different ways. You're going to have to learn how to do it technologically based on whatever you're using for tracking. But I want to give you some ideas to get you going with this. One way that you can do it is you can create 5 clones of your sales page. So you have 5 clones. Clone 1 goes out on email 1. Clone 2 goes out on email 2. Clone 3 goes out on email 3. Clone 4 and clone 5, respectively. The sales page is exactly the same, but the sales page, the payment link, has the same price on it. It operates exactly the same, but it's a unique payment link so that if somebody buys from that, the code number of the sale is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So then you can say, okay, I made 27 sales from email 1. I made 21 sales from email 2. That's one way to do it. That's a cumbersome way, but in some ways it's easy because it's technologically simple. Another thing that you can do is you can use your autoresponder account to track conversion rates. Okay, now, as you know, I use Infusionsoft, and the process for doing this automatically in Infusionsoft is confusing, so I don't do this process using Infusionsoft. But it can be done if you're an Infusionsoft user. There are articles or an article on their website that teaches you how to do it. Basically, it involves setting up an affiliate campaign for day one. You're going to be like your own affiliate. And then it'll track day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4 sales. So that's Infusionsoft. GetResponse is really cool in that you can track open rate, click-through rate, and sales conversion rate per every email. So if you're using GetResponse, then it will do this step for you. I mean, you'll obviously have to put tracking code on your website. I forget what's available inside of AWeber to do this. Another way that you can do it is you can use something like HyperTracker or KissMetrics. HyperTracker, you can create a dedicated link, you know, hypertracker.com/your-link-email-1, and all of the tracking links that you use will all go to the same sales page. You're only using one sales page. But HyperTracker, again, if you're using the tracking code and set it up correctly, it will tell you what your conversion rate is on link 1, link 2, link 3, link 4, link 5. So on email 1, you put link 1. On email 2, you put link 2. On email 3, you put link 3, and so on. And then HyperTracker will tell you that. KissMetrics and will also do all of this for you. I've personally tried KissMetrics, and it is a phenomenal program. It's just too complex for me. Okay, so if you want phenomenal and you're willing to work with complex, KissMetrics is phenomenal. And then there's other tracking companies out there, you know, that can do these kinds of things. You can also do it through analytics.google, so Google Analytics. You can set up, you know, specialized links that, you know, somebody clicks on email 1. Google Analytics tells you that, and they tell you the conversion rate. So you can set up goals and funnels in Google Analytics. So, again, there's so many different ways to do it that there's no sense in me telling you technologically how to do it. You're going to have to go in there and learn it. Me teaching it would be no different than you going to Google Analytics and setting it there. And they probably do a better job of teaching it than I do. Or if you want to use KissMetrics, they have a complete training program on how to do it, they're going to do a better job of teaching it than I am. So this is one of those cases where I'm kind of telling you what to do, and you're going to go out and learn the technology of how to do it. So those are a few different ways that you can do it. Do you want to slice and dice it? You can ask yourself, do I want to do it in an autoresponder? Get response. Do I want to do it on the sales page? Just create clones with new links. Do I want to do it with fancy software? Use Kissmetrics or maybe Click. I think it's Clicky and ClickTracks, and there's a couple others. You say, okay, well, I want to do it through unique tracking links. HyperTracker is probably a good solution, but there's other competitors that do that as well. Or you say, hey, I already use Google Analytics. I want to use it through Google Analytics. Well, you don't need to do it in all of these ways, but you do want to find one way that's going to tell you how many sales you're getting from email one, how many sales from email two. And theoretically, folks, if you have a 90-day email campaign, you could set up tracking that told you every email what your dollars per email are per open or per sale, if you were willing to set all of that up. There's a lot to go into that. Another thing that you can do, and this is going to really open a can of worms to share it, but I want this to be complete. I want you to imagine that, remember, we have this content track and we have a product track. I want you to imagine that if someone reads a particular email in your content track, that they become twice as likely to purchase something in your product track. And that if they read a different email, they become less likely to buy it. If you do that, you could take out the emails from your content campaign that are less likely to promote sales and put more emails in that are more likely. To do that, what you do is you set up conversion tracking on the emails that have content in them, but set them up as the destination goal is that someone buys something in the product campaign. It's confusing. It will require a lot of work to do it, but in theory, this is something you could layer on and make it happen. Now, obviously, if you're doing this level of tracking, you're optimizing your 30, 60, 90-day campaign. This isn't going to be something you're going to do for 365 days. It's probably only going to be something you do for the first 21 to 30. But I really want you to feel like you've got the tools at your disposal to be able to do this.